gonna really do a cool one for you. How about a nice hand, everybody together?
One of the things that breaks me up when I go to a jazz club, I go to a jazz club first to hear the music, but second of all, and this is a very important reason, to dig the people. The people in jazz nightclubs are the funniest.
Time for Jazz News. I'm Steve Chavis. KUVO's Mindy McNeil reports that the childhood home of music legend Nina Simone has been named a national treasure by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The tiny three-room house in Tryon, North Carolina, is 88 years old, and it stands vacant. Simone started playing piano at the age of 3 and made public performances at the nearby Methodist church where her father preached. Congrats to composer Jihei Lee, who just won the Charlie Parker Jazz Composition Prize at the 30th Annual BMI Jazz Composers Workshop in New York. Judged by Darcy James Argue, Alan Broadbent, and Ed Neumeister, the prize recognizes the best new big band works over the past year, and it comes with a $3,000 commission and a performance of the composition by the BMI New York Jazz Orchestra. Jazz Times reports that the winning work was titled Unshakable Mind. Science fiction and comic books seem to spawn blockbuster Hollywood fare, but author Ray Bradbury is also the inspiration behind a jazz rock opera called The Bradbury Tattoos, coming to Cincinnati this summer. New York-based jazz fusion composer and bassist Zach Greenberg's inspirations were Bradbury's Illustrated Man from 1951 and the characters and persona of David Bowie. Noted Cincinnati librettist Michael Burnham was enlisted. Musicians from the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra make up the group Concert Nova, a contemporary ensemble. Greenberg's other works include film scores, dance collaborations, and a project with the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. The story is found at ejazznews.com.
So many stars, so many stars.
The microphone falls silent for Rebecca Paris. The celebrated jazz singer passed away at age 66 after a performance at the Riverway Lobster House on Cape Cod. Born in Newton, Massachusetts, and considered Boston's first lady of jazz, the once top 40 singer performed with the greats Count Basie, Buddy Rich, Dizzy Gillespie, and at the festivals North Sea, Monterey, Oslo. And she was a favorite of other great vocalists, befriending Sarah Vaughan. Carmen McRae traveled with Rebecca Paris cassettes in her suitcase. She was as much a motivational speaker as a music educator, overcoming abuse, addictions, and the hard side of the jazz life. Jazz Times' James Gavin wrote a moving profile in 2003. That's Jazz News. I'm Steve Chavis.